inform.
Religious freedom is about people of faith being able to live out their faith, live out their convictions, no matter where they are.
We equip.
Sacred honor is the courage to speak truth, to live out your free speech.
We also rejoice in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope.
This is At the Core on American Family Radio.
Welcome to At the Core with Walker Wildman and Rick Green. I'm Rick Green, America's Constitution Coach. Thanks for joining me on this Thursday. We are going to actually pick up right where we left off on Tuesday. So on Tuesday, if you missed it, we had Joellen Massaros with us. Now, we actually had her in the tavern, and I'm sharing with you the entire episode from the tavern, which I've never done before, but this was just too good. I honestly, as I said Tuesday, think it's the best interview I've ever been a part of, and the best part, you're going to hear it today. Tuesday was good. You got the foundation, kind of what happened in the case initially that led up to it. Now you're going to get the victory and the emotion of what it's like to have the taste of freedom once again. That's what's so powerful about this. Joellen and her family have been under absolute despotism for the last 4 years. Their lives nearly destroyed, the pressure immense, constantly looking over their shoulders. And you're about to hear her describe what it's like to taste freedom once again, to win this case, and to know that they have the freedom to speak. See, this is the thing. We don't realize how valuable the freedom to speak is until it's gone. So you don't want to miss this. If for some reason you missed Tuesday, you can go to our website right now on At the Core and grab Tuesday's interview as well. If you want to watch the whole thing and actually see the video of the interview, you can do that as well for free at patriotacademy.tv. Patriotacademy.tv, that's our Patriot U streaming service, patriotacademy.tv. And right there on the homepage, you'll see The Tavern. That's my weekly show that I do. It's based on, you know, the founding era taverns where people gather to talk about the revolutionary strategies and tactics to save a nation, or in that case, birth a nation. And we're talking about how to save a nation. Anyway, click on The Tavern there at patriotacademy.tv. And it's the latest episode that's been uploaded, episode number 49 with Joellen Massaros. Normally, you have to be a subscriber to Patriot U. It's only a couple of bucks a month to do that, I think $4.95. But in this case, we're making this episode free because it is so good, so powerful, so important. Share it with as many people as you possibly can. Let's jump in right where we left off on Tuesday with Joellen Massaros in the tavern.
You said this earlier, why they actually, what they really wanted out of this, and back to you and I have had this conversation, what they really wanted was silence. They really wanted to intimidate y'all and ruin your lives so that they can intimidate me and everybody else in the world.
Right.
So that we wouldn't speak up. That's the whole deal.
Exactly.
So just the fact that he had communications with people about we're going to go do a Trump train is insane. But I hear what you're saying. That would have confused them enough to think, because he had communication somehow that violated the KKK statute?
That's it. And they did not have a copy of the First Amendment. They didn't have instructions on the First Amendment that were appropriate. We argued and objected to that. This is not the definition of the First Amendment. It's been modified. It's been watered down and changed.
Wow.
And it would not be modified or restored. And we could not reference the Constitution. And so they don't have, and you know, we know how little people really know what the Constitution says and what those basic rights are. They certainly probably don't have it memorized like we do, you know, or like you do. And so they're not able to deduce just with what they've been given. It baited them into making that decision.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because they think they're actually answering the question, did he have conversations with people? Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, he did.
Right.
Not that they're actually answering the question, did he have conversations with people that were a conspiracy to commit a crime? You know, that's the difference. They don't connect all those dots, and that's why I hate these jury instructions in the first place.
Yep.
Okay, I got to ask, though, man, I wish his attorney hadn't objected. Because if this judge does set his conviction aside and there's no appeal, what a missed opportunity, because the appeal is where it would be important for an appellate court and maybe even the Supreme Court eventually to say redefining the First Amendment, limiting the information that could be – all the things that happened could have potentially been addressed by the Fifth Circuit. So who knows? Who knows where all of that will go? But just praise God that for y'all – it's complete victory. Complete victory. Joellen, you have led the charge on this. You have been the one to say, absolutely not. I will not cave. I will not give in. I will not give up my rights. And because you learned what your rights were, and you learned about the First Amendment, and you learned these things, and you became so passionate about it. And I'm just going to say it. I mean, honestly, all the other defendants owe a debt of gratitude to you for leading the charge on this. And I know, you know, our friends at Remnant Alliance came to the aid of the pastor and his wife, and there's been some help that's come along in just the last few weeks, and that's all great. But you've been scratching and clawing for 4 years. You have been raising it a dollar at a time, $1,000 at a time. Yes. You've been begging your attorneys, don't get rid of me. I'll raise that. We'll figure out a way to do this. You guys have, you know, bankrupted yourself over this and yet had a joyful warrior attitude the entire time. You've been absolutely incredible through this whole thing. And I meant what I said earlier, the whole process was God sharpening you. I don't know what all he's got in works for you. I hope that part of it's with Patriot Academy in some way, but I just know God's going to use all of this to amplify your voice in the same way he amplified Rebecca's voice, but it's just going to be, it's not just for this season though. I'm telling you, he's got his hand on your life, and to watch your family pull together. And I know it wasn't easy, and there had to be times where somebody was on the couch because y'all just had to say, you know, I'm done. Yes. I'm tired of fighting this fight, you know? I just thank you. Thank you for being such a warrior.
Thank you for tirelessly pouring into us, for continuing to love us, to check on us, for treating us like family. You and Kara and your children and the Patriot Academy family wrapped their arms around us. And because people believed in us, people educated us, people equipped us, we were able to do this. We were able to do the impossible with God's help. And God provided every step of the way. And it's been an incredible journey. They were asking us in court, well, knowing what you know today, would you do this again? And every single one of us would. Every single one of us that stood there refused to settle. We refused to back down. We knew what was on the line. It was bigger than us. We represented the American people in that courtroom. It had nothing to do with us. They were after free speech rights, and most Americans didn't know what was going on. But you guys understood the significance and the importance, and y'all breathed that life into us. And we took courage and we took inspiration from our founding fathers. And it was an honor and it was a privilege to be able to fight this fight. And we had people that came and flew in to visit us from Patriot Academy. And I said, oh my gosh, you didn't have to do that. And they said, well, why not? It's our job to put on the line our life, our fortune, and our sacred honor. And so that's what we're going to do. And so, I mean, and you mentioned this before, but during the course of our trial, we went through Patriot Day and Constitution Day, right? And so it was just, it was monumental. It was sentimental. It was powerful. And I don't think anything can replace seeing their pathetic faces on the plaintiff's counsel who spun these elaborate tales and were so arrogant and so cocky because they live in their own bubbles and they really think that they're doing something for democracy. And they think that by ruining people's lives, that they're actually making a mark in history. And then God ripped the rug right out from underneath them, according to all of the imprecatory psalms that say that what they plan will boomerang back on them. They slinked off like hurt dogs. And I loved watching every second of it. Yet now, you know, when they got down to the press release, who only cared about their story, by the way, let me tell you that. They said today was a win for democracy. Oh, we set the tone that you can't intimidate somebody from supporting the political candidate of your choice and blah, 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 blah. Okay, it's like nobody even believes you anymore. Everybody can see we're in the background of the press release taking pictures, thumbs up, hugging each other, celebrating. I mean, sure, go on and tell them whatever you want to tell them. I mean, you know, it's so thank you guys. Thank y'all for giving us the courage and the resources to get to that courtroom. If we never made it, they would have won by default. It would have been an ever-loving nightmare. But to quote our attorney, it was a spectacular failure that the plaintiffs endured.
Nice. Oh my goodness. So good. When's the victory party?
I know. I'm so excited to plan a party. I wasn't planning one because Rick, I thought we were going to lose miserably.
Sure.
Here.
No, not, I mean, we all assumed it, right? No, but we assumed this judge, that Austin court. I mean, you're, it was just, I really thought, I told everybody, you got to help Joy Lynn. You got to do it. We need to raise for the appeal. You know, there was just this assumption. We all assumed.
Yes.
That was going to be the case. This is shockingly good.
I know. So now I'm like, oh my gosh, I want to plan a party. And I didn't even think about it. Where will we have it? Who will we invite? What are we going to do? Is it cake? So I'm working on planning it and I will let you know. And it is going
to be,
I just want God to receive all the glory. I have prayed from day one, the Psalm that God, do not let the people who are watching us be discouraged by what happens to us, Lord. Yeah. Use what happens to us to encourage them. And then, you know, praying Psalm 20, where the enemy is polishing their chariots and brushing their horses to get ready for battle and putting all their hope and confidence in their weapons and in their equipment. And we're making garlands of praise for our God. That's how we prepared for our trial. We stood on truth and we waited for the Lord. And I promised the Lord that I would sing his praises and give him the glory. And I wanted everything that happened to us to be a beacon of light and inspiration that people can stand up against the giant. They yes. can knock it down. They can win. They do not have to be intimidated. They do not have to be scared. And although it's painful and difficult, it's a beautiful process. And Amen. As long as you've got people that are there to support you, God will do the rest. And so people are sending us message after message saying, you are the epitome of the good fight, fighting the good fight. You did it. I can't believe it happened, but I've been watching this for 4 years and you just proved to me, you know, that the little guy can stand up to the giant.
There it is.
You know, and so praise God. May God get all the glory.
I am, I'm thinking of A Bug's Life. I you know, when the grasshoppers are saying, if one ant succeeds, then all the other ones are going to realize that they can do
yes.
it.
Yes.
Joy Lynn, you're the ant. You're the, you just ruined the grasshopper's whole psychological hold on the ants in A Bug's Life. I think that's the movie. I can't remember.
I'm going to go watch it now.
It's one of those animated, you know, movies when my kids were little. What you just described is so important because people need hope and need to know that the system, I'm not going to say the system works when we work it, like I've always said, because I do think the system's broken, that the system yes. can be fixed, but you have to challenge it. You have to work it. You have to do exactly what you did, staying in the fight. Give me just a couple of minutes of what's next. What do you hope the impact is of the victory for other Patriots out there that are still having the thumb of the left on them?
Yes, yes. I pray that it revitalizes anybody that's fatigued. I know that the prayers, thousands of prayers, they shook heaven. And I can't imagine the ripple effect that has in the spiritual battle and on earth. And I just pray that we're going to see it. We're going to see people rising up all across the nation, knowing their rights, defending their rights, asserting their rights, and teaching them to others. And I want nothing more than to be a part of ushering that out. There have been countless people who have urged me to run for, you know, state representative, Senate, Congress, you know, mayor, city council, precinct chair, county chair. I want to teach and empower other people how to love and appreciate the process and then to go do those things. I want nothing more than to inspire and encourage other people and to make sure that they're equipped and resourced. I want nothing more than to partner with Patriot Academy and to leverage these yes. resources that already exist. Because I like explained to you in the first couple of years of this trial, I'm trying to piece it together myself. Like, where do I yeah. find this information? How do I know more? And then you guys have it all laid out. Nobody that doesn't know Patriot Academy exists knows that where that information is.
Right,
I mean,
right.
nobody's making it accessible. And so I just want to usher this out at rapid rates to the community here. My first order of business is to have another biblical citizenship class
all
10 times bigger than the first one. I'm on fire. I'm excited. I'm full of hope. I mentioned to you off camera, I feel like we hit the freedom lottery. I feel like
yes.
I just was reading an entire horrible, horrific book, and I just got to the last page, and it was a happy ending, and the book closed. I mean, I've never been in such a torturous season that just like that changed, but this weight has been lifted. I feel a childlike wonder. I feel like the Lord has restored energy and hope. I know that there will be a long road of emotional recovery for this, but it's amazing how the black cloud has lifted. We're not afraid of if I say this, is it going to be used against me? Am I going to get in trouble for that? You know, it's like, right. I can say this now. I can take a deep breath. It feels amazing. And I just want to carry this momentum out into my community and it to start a wildfire. So that's what I hope is next.
That is the taste of freedom. It literally is. I mean, you're tasting the freedom to be able to speak your mind, the freedom of conscience, the things that we took for granted forever. Mm. We've forgotten the scent, literally, of what freedom's really like when you don't have the threat of persecution from your government. Remember, that's why the founders came here. That's why people came to this continent, was to get away from that. What you've felt for the last 4 years, the pressure, the risk, I gotta look over my shoulder, I have to whisper, I have to, all of that is what it's like when you live in tyranny.
All right, folks, sorry, got a break right here. Wait till you hear Jolynn's response. So powerful. Stay with us. You're listening to At The Core with Parker Wildman and Rick Green.
At the Core podcast are available at AFR.net. Now, back to At the Core on American Family Radio.
We're back here on At the Core with Walker Wildman and Rick Green. I'm Rick Green, America's Constitution Coach. Thanks for staying with me. All right, Joey Lynn Massaro is our guest today. She was actually in the tavern with me, as I've said a couple times, or maybe 100 times. Tuesday, we had the beginning of this interview, and now we're getting the conclusion today. Incredibly powerful. What we were just talking about before the break is that Joey Lynn, now that she's won this case, is like all of a sudden the weight of this this horrific tyranny that's been perpetrated against her is gone. And the taste of freedom, just to be free to think and to speak and to live according to the dictates of your conscience, what the First Amendment guarantees, just to be free to be able to say what you actually believe and not have to constantly look over your shoulder. That's what we were talking about right before the break on the interview. So let's just jump right back in with Joy the Massaros joining me in the tavern.
I got to look over my shoulder. I have to whisper. I have to.
Yes.
All of that is what it's like when you live in tyranny. And so now you're tasting freedom because you're no longer under that. And that's the difference. That's what it's supposed to be like to be in America. And that's what we're going to go save, Joey Lynn. That's what we're going to restore for other Americans so that they can feel what you're feeling right now.
Rick, thank you for putting that into perspective. I had not pieced that together. That is powerful. What a privilege, because I will do everything in my power to articulate that to every poor person I encounter.
Heaven knows how to put a proper price on her goods, and how strange indeed it would be if so celestial an item as freedom were not highly rated. Thomas Paine. I love it. And here's the thing. You're living the opposite of what he said, because the line before that was, what we obtain too cheap, we esteem too lightly. You have paid the price for the freedom you're feeling right now. So you don't esteem it lightly at all. You value it. It's every bone, every cell in your body right now is crying out to the Lord in gratefulness for what you have, because you didn't obtain it too cheap. And that's the story we've got to tell other people that have obtained it too cheap, so that they can feel what you're feeling right now.
Rick, the first time I heard that quote, you read it. You said it. You recited it. And then the second time I heard it, you recited it on biblical citizenship. And then the third time I heard it was probably at Coach Congress. And then the fourth time I heard it was in a podcast with you. And then now you're just bringing it up again, and I just feel like the transformation I've experienced going through that and appreciating it and understanding it and learning it and applying it. And then now that you had put it in that kind of a beautiful perspective, that it hasn't been.
That's what RFK said the other day. I can't even remember what he was talking about, but he said, now that it's settled in my bones, right? Ooh. I think that's a great one too, right? I'd never heard that before. That's what's happening to you right now. It's settling in your bones, you know?
Yes. Praise God. Thank you for speaking that over me. Thank you for that word of encouragement. That sets me on fire.
Awesome. I love it.
Thank
You're
you.
A hero. God bless you. Thank you for joining me in the tavern again. Thank you for fighting the good fight. Can't wait to celebrate with y'all. Can't wait. If you want to have the celebration here at Patriot Academy, let's do it. So you just let me know.
Thank you, Rick. What a place I may actually have to let you take you up on that.
Let's do it. All right. Get clank mugs with me, whatever it is you have there. Some drink.
Okay.
Yes. God bless you.
God bless you, Rick.
That's Joey Limasaurus. Yes. Stay with us. We'll be right back here in the tavern.
All right, folks, this is where we thought the interview was over. Thought that we hit stop on the record button. And well, we did hit stop, but for some reason, Riverside didn't stop recording. And, as the Lord would have it. And so afterwards, we just had a candid conversation. And I asked Joey Lynn afterwards, when we discovered that it had been recorded, I sent it to her and said, hey, can we share this? Because this is super powerful. This is just the raw emotion of what it was like to go through this and now to be free. And she gave us permission. So now we're going to share the part where we thought it wasn't recording and Joey Lynn shared even more.
That was the best show we've had. That was so good.
You wrecked me. I loved it. That was such a good word. I got to go write it down so I never forget it. The perspective. I mean, it's just so powerful. And you're right. I didn't realize that was freedom that felt so good today.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I just didn't realize that. What they had taken for so long. I'm sorry. sorry.
No, that's why we fight. That's why we fight.
Thank you, Rick, so much. Yeah. Y'all, I love y'all. Y'all have done so much for us. And I have so much hope. I get so excited when you send a text message or when Kara texts us or when Kay sends an email or when y'all have an event going on. It's just been such a bright light in this last 4 years to be a part of something beautiful and bigger and meaningful. And y'all are so sincere and so genuine. And it just has enriched our lives. And it, so for you to speak those words over me, it's... God is so good.
Amen.
Thank you.
I'm so glad he brought y'all to us. I'm so glad. Well, let's talk soon, because I would love nothing more than to put you out there saying exactly what you just said, because it will move people and they will want to taste freedom.
That's so beautiful, Rick.
That's the book, A Taste of Freedom. We need to write a book together. Taste of Freedom,
yes!
Or the Scent of Freedom, or the, I don't know. We'll figure it out. That's...
I'm going to go right now. I got to go right.
Go, do it.
This
go,
down.
Do it. Yes.
Y'all are everything to us. Y'all's family. I mean, our own family really abandoned us in this. And not to put that responsibility on y'all. You have your own beautiful family and it's growing rapidly. But we lost so much, but we found a family in Patriot Academy and they were there for us in the trial when our own family wasn't. Incredible. Wow. So anyways,
that'll preach, girl. That'll preach.
We love you guys. Thank you for taking this time to update us and that fast.
Yeah.
Okay, I will.
Love you. All right, folks, we are we're almost out of time. We had a great interview with Joy Lynn. God bless her and her family and all those who were willing to stand. God bless the pastor and his wife that didn't cave, that didn't settle as many people were trying to get them to do. God bless Citizens Defending Freedom for stepping up to defend the pastor and his wife at the last minute in this case. God bless Joy Lynn's attorneys who have been with her for the last couple of years and been patient with her as she raised and scratched and clawed to raise the money to defend this suit. God bless Patriot Academy, every one of you that donated to Joy Lynn over the years, the Flashpoint Army that came alongside her. I mean, from the first time we got her on Flashpoint, when she came to the live event and spoke, all of you reached out and you prayed for her. You donated to the legal defense. The Patriot Academy people that showed up out of state, I'm just amazed. It warms my heart. I feel like a proud papa that came and prayed and were there with her through the trial, and I couldn't be there with her. So thank you for all of you at Patriot Academy that were willing to go do that. Gosh, thank you, everyone, for being a part of this victory. What an exciting, exciting time. Share this episode. You must share this good news with other people. They need to know we can win. They need to know that no matter what the odds are against us, we can win. Truth is on our side. Truth is on our side. The facts are on our side. The Constitution is on our side. So plant yourself by the river of truth and tell everybody else, no, you move. We're not going to go where they want to go. We're not going to allow this global communist revolution to win in America. We might not can do anything about it in these other countries. We can pray for the patriots there, places like Argentina and El Salvador, where they're saying no and they're fighting back against it. But here in America, we've got to win. It has to stop here. And this communist, this evil Marxist idea of silencing the opposition and not allowing for free speech, we're not going to allow it to happen in America. We're going to stand firm. And Joy Lynn showed us exactly how to do that and how to do it with joy. How to be happy warriors, how to take back a country and a world of freedom, as Ronald Reagan said that we needed to do. I'm going to play a quick clip before we close tonight. And yes, it's an appeal. Yes, it's a request. Patriot Academy is at a critical juncture. We have stepped out in faith in a lot of ways at Patriot Academy. We have grown so fast over the last 4 years, and it's been hard to keep up financially, to raise the money necessary to fuel that growth and to keep up with the needs and the number of people that have asked us to help them and to educate and all of those things. There are people like Joy Lynn that we should have out there speaking all over the nation on what happened. We need her as an ambassador for Patriot Academy. There's people like her. There's projects and curriculum and things that we need to get done. The campus, my goodness, I'm sitting here in the William Wilberforce committee room at the campus, and the studio that we need to build so that this is higher quality next time I film from the campus. There's just so much that needs to happen, and we need your help. We cannot do it alone. We need you to be a coach. We need you to be a host and host a class, or be a coach and coach other people. And we need you to donate. If you have a sponsor to Brick at Patriot, we need you to do that. If you're not a 1776er, we need you to do that. If you haven't asked your church to put us in their mission budget, we need you to do that. There's so much we're doing, and we need you to come alongside us. So watch this quick video. It's a couple of minutes long, and then we'll close out for the night. And just pray about what can you do to make sure that we have more patriots like Joey Lynn Massaris out there, and that they have the support they need to be able to win more victories like this. Watch this. We'll be right back.
Hey, fellow patriots and biblical citizens, I've got a request for you. So much is happening right now. Patriot Academy is exploding all over the nation. We've got classes happening all over America in all 50 states. Coaches are signing up, hosting classes in their living rooms, in their churches, all over the country. Good stuff's happening. I'm telling you, we had so many fantastic leadership congresses this last summer. The campus is just going great. We have the legislative hall open now. Huge difference being made there. We need your help, though. Now, listen, I know you may already be helping. You may be spreading the word. You may be a coach. You may already be donated in some way. But there are two specific things that I'm asking you to do. We need every Patriot Academy supporter, essentially the members of the Patriot Academy family all over the nation, to do these two things. Number one, become a 1776er. It's not much. It's a couple of lattes a month, or, you know, maybe a few candy bars or whatever it might be. $17.76 a month. We need everyone to do this, because this is what allows us to have the stability for Patriot Academy to be able to hire the staff, to be able to do the technology, to be able to expand the coach program, to be able to train all the people we're training across the nation. $17.76 a month. I am asking you, please be a part of Patriot Academy in that way. So many people benefit from it. And every month when you do that, that's essentially, you know, that contribution, it's helping us build the campus. It's helping us train coaches. It's putting at least three people through the Constitution class somewhere in the country. So be a part of this, please. $17.76 a month. Become a 76er. Everybody that has anything to do with Patriot Academy ought to be a 76er. Okay, second thing, wherever you go to church, please consider talking to your pastors about putting Patriot Academy in their missions budget. We have some churches that are doing this. We need a lot of churches to do this. Thousands of churches across America have benefited from Patriot Academy's biblical citizenship class. Now we're asking those churches to help us expand that to tens of thousands of churches across America. And the best way to help us do that is to put Patriot Academy as a nonprofit, 501c3, nonpartisan, in their mission budget. It might be $100 a month, it might be $1,000 a month. Somewhere in there, we're asking for every church in America that has benefited from biblical citizenship in any way, shape, or form to become a part of the support for this next level of engagement in the nation. So two things. You personally become a 1776er, and you go ask one of your pastors how to get in the mission budget. They're supporting missions all over the world. We're asking them to support missions right here in America. If we lose freedom in America, we will no longer be 80% of the missions around the world. The mission field in America is ripe. Biblical citizenship in modern America is designed for that mission field in America. It's making a huge difference. Thousands of classes already started. Thousands of churches have benefited from this. Let's make it tens of thousands over the next couple of years. Become a 76er and get your church to put Patriot Academy into their mission budget. We're going to have a link right here where you can go to a page that's specifically designed for your pastors. Send that link to them so that they can see how to partner with Patriot Academy by making us part of their mission budget. Thank you so much for being a 76er. Thank you so much for being a patriot and a biblical citizen. And thank you for approaching your church to get them to put us inside their mission budget. God bless.
All right, folks, that's it. That's it for tonight for the Tavern. I hope that you'll consider becoming a 76er. No, not consider. Become a 1776er and become a part of the support group for Patriot Academy. Become a sponsor of one of our campus bricks and get your church to put us in their mission budget so that we can be the mission field. In America is the mission field, so that we can be the missionaries with truth and liberty on our side as we continue to grow Patriot Academy out there in the country. And then come visit us here at the Patriot Academy campus. Do the Patriot experience. Seriously think about coming to spend a week with us here at Patriot Academy so that you can experience these things and you can experience that taste, that scent of freedom that Joey Lynn's talking about, and to take it back to your home, to your community, and start a brush fire of liberty. God bless you. We'll see you next week here in the Tavern.
Well, folks, that was I'm telling you, the best interview I've ever been a part of. That's the way I felt about it. I'd love to hear what you think about it. I just am so thankful for freedom. I am so thankful that we have champions like Joey Lynn and her husband, their son. I mean, just and the other defendants in the case, all the J6 defendants. I mean, all the people that have stood up against the lawfare and fighting this thing. It's just atrocious what's been going on. And so these victories are wonderful to have and wonderful to share. So that's another reason I want to tell you, please share these interviews. Do not just listen to this and go, wow, that was nice, that was great. Listen to it and go, I'm going to get this in the hands of as many people as I possibly can. So take the link from right here at the American Family Radio website, at our At the Core website, and share it. Just take the link and share it with as many friends and family as you can. Give them this encouragement. Don't keep this from them. You know, it's like the parable of the talents. Don't bury this talent. Don't be the wicked and slothful servant. Take this talent, this gift of freedom and hope and encouragement, and send it out to as many people as you can. Be a multiplier, a force multiplier. Be the good and faithful servant that multiplies the talents. And part of the way we do that, I mean, the weapons of our warfare right now in this culture fight that we're in are our voices, our vote, our money, our reputation. It's the ability to be the press. You are the press. Instead of relying on this sold-out media that's in the tank for the Marxist, we have to be the ones to get the good news in the hands of people, to get the truth in the hands of people. So please do that today. Take these links and send them to your friends and family. Go to the Tavern Show at patriotacademy.tv. Watch the full thing. Share the full thing with as many people as you possibly can. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. You're listening to At the Core with Walker Wildman and Rick Green.
At the Core podcast are available at AFR.net. Now, back to At the Core on American Family Radio.
Welcome back to At the Core with Walker Wildman and Rick Green. I'm Rick Green, America's Constitution Coach. Thanks for staying with me today. Final segment today. I'm going to bring you Brad Stein. That's right, God's comic. He's absolutely my favorite comic. A New Yorker nicknamed him that years ago, God's comic, because he's a Christian comedian and just hilarious. But he packs a punch, man. He loves our country, and he uses his comedy for a purpose. We do a show called Comedy and Constitution all over the nation, and you can bring that to your community if you like. You can find out more at patriotacademy.com. But also, don't forget to share this program and Tuesday's program for Joey Lynn Massaris' story. It's just incredibly powerful. I know you've enjoyed hearing that, and I'm just going to add to it by bringing in Brad. So I had Brad on the Tavern right after I had Joey Lynn, and he's in a new movie, and Brad does some acting on the side in addition to his comedy and the shows that we do. And this new movie, I saw a trailer for it. It's called Vindicating Trump, and it looks really good, man. Has some star power in it. Brad looks like he does a great job based on the trailer. And it's Dinesh D'Souza's latest, and I love Dinesh D'Souza. I love watching his movies, and he just does a great job with these docudramas and makes it entertaining to learn. So let's jump back into the Tavern, this time with Brad Stein. Hey, welcome back to the Tavern, folks. Brad Stein back with us. Brad, hey, always good to have you in the Tavern, man. You got to, what is that? That's not a mug.
This is a medieval goblet. Because it was a tavern, actually, this was hand forged by.
By Smelves.
Yeah, it was hand forged by Paul Revere. I went ahead and bought it on eBay because I knew this show was coming up. I said, I'm gonna go ahead and plunk it down. It's $25,000. It's just worth it. It's Rick. It's hand forged. It's got the DNA even of Revere, who apparently hit his hand on it. Well, anyways, it's got quite a provenance, and I did it just for you. So there you have it, and it's even filled with wine from 1806.
I didn't think anybody would fall for it. Rhett, my son, is the one that put that up on eBay. He found it in the yard, and he thought,
when it comes to fake paraphernalia, you guys have made quite a killing. So God bless you. You're entrepreneurs. You're Americans. Hey, I mean,
it goes to a good cause, Brad. It goes to a good cause. So thank you for the contribution.
You know
to the cause.
Buyer beware is the way you guys look at it. If you're not paying attention, you deserve to get.
That's
P.T. Barnum thing. You know, there's a sucker born every minute.
Hey, P.T. Barnum, folks. Brad and I are talking. We're scheming. We're coming up with a good Chasing American Legends episode that might actually involve P.T. Barnum. Okay, that's all we're going to say. We're not going to give away anything else. Hey, man, I miss you. It's good to have you back in the Tavern.
Well, I'm glad to be here. But I was talking to somebody the other day. It was Nick Searcy, the actor Nick Searcy.
Oh, man, I love that guy. You know Nick Searcy, really.
He was. I just had him on my podcast. He's going to be on my podcast tonight.
I gotta watch that, man. I love him. Yes,
well, he's in the Vindicating Trump film. I sent to you the trailer.
I saw the trailer. So that's how you got to know. I should have known that because I saw. You, by the way, the trailer looks amazing.
I went over the.
I
weekend.
Love your part. So you're like a media guy, right? You're
like I'm like the DNC chair head.
Gotcha.
We're all sitting there going, okay, this guy can't run for Brett. Well, he's certainly not going to win. And then it's like, okay. So they, you know, he does docudramas, Dinesh. So it's kind of like a documentary. He interviews Trump extensively. He interviews Laura Trump. He interviews these guys to see if they could get ballots. Come to find out you can order ballots and have them shipped to you. I mean, all the crazy stuff that, you know, we knew was afoot 4 years ago. He reveals again, so you can see how this could go sideways.
But when you say docudrama, so he's doing the interviews, but then am I saying that right? Yeah. Anyway, you guys are actually acting. So the scenes I saw, y'all are full blown acting, and it looks really, really good. So what's Cersei do? What's his part? Is he like he's usually like the CIA bad guy or FBI? What does he play?
That's pretty much it. It's not CIA, it's not FBI, but he's kind of like a underground black ops. You know, you never really know who he's with, but he is the enforcer. He's the guy that makes things happen. How do we destroy this guy? Get some eyes on him. We need to do this. We need to propagandize over here. We got to get some press out there.
He's in Police State too, right? He does Dinesh's other movie.
Yeah,
the one he did right before this, Police State. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he was here in studio just like a couple days ago, and we filmed
that's
it.
Awesome.
So I'm running it to tonight since it.
I totally interrupted you, bro. You were going to tell me something y'all were talking
Dinesh
about
on last Monday.
Oh, man.
Dinesh was last Monday, and so awesome.
When's the movie come out? What is it out now?
Friday.
Okay, Brad, what is the name of the movie, and where can people find out more about it? And I want to know what you're covering in the movie.
Okay, well, the movie is called Vindicating Trump, and what it is it's really...
And this
really
is a Dinesh D'Souza docudrama, as you said. Yeah.
Yeah, so Dinesh goes in, he kind of looks at the history of Trump, kind of where he came from, what his life was like, certainly discusses his philandering in the 80s. He was a playboy billionaire in New York in the 80s, and he was secular. He's a heathen. Of course, he's going to... get as many women as I can. Yeah, that's what I would have done too under the same circumstances. I'm a man. I have that kind of power. Yep, gonna do all that, obviously. And so he doesn't pretend like this is a man of pure honor and integrity. Yeah. He doesn't put any halos over him. But he also shows clips, even back in the 90s, where he's concerned about America and where it's going.
Yeah, I was going to ask, does he show that side where you had really a lot of entertainers and people that now are on the left, they loved him because, you know, even 9/11, I mean, his response to 9/11 and just a lot of the things that he you see clips of it these days. Does he have some of that in there?
The acting elements, you know, where they talk about all these rappers that were like best friends and rapped about
him.
He was like the man. So this whole thing, he's a racist, doesn't hold water. So he really tries to just break down who really he is, what he actually did during his first 4 years. Again, an odd scenario. We actually don't have to. He'll turn it into a fascist dictator, totalitarian state. But
We got a 4 year record where he.
Four years where he could have become the fascist dictator, and he failed miserably.
Yeah.
So, you know, we already have some record of that. And then it just talks about what happened to him the moment he declared as a Republican to go run for president. Then won, and it just really just breaks down everything that happened as far as the dossiers, the Russian
unleashed the hounds. There's no
Hillary paid for that. I mean, it's all documented. It's not like we're just making crap up. It's all out there. Came out of the ex Musk took X over. You could read the email. It's all been exposed. And here's where it all kind of full circle in our conversation. Nothing happened to any of these people, Rick, and of all things.
Meaning the people that violated everything about due process, about being honest.
And for sure, my friend, if you can sell American secrets, or if you can expose things or take bribes for influence, if you can do things that are proven, and you're not only not even prosecuted, you're not even indicted, then there is no longer justice in America.
You're not even questioned.
There's not justice. Questioned.
So no accountability. So you, of course, you're going to do it more.
There's nowhere to go with that, Rick. There's nowhere to go, because the channel of moral justice that keeps things in balance has been eliminated. So we can't vote them out because you can't vote. We can't. They'll go to jail because they don't. And if you try to defend yourself, you will be indicted. So even those who are innocent and actually try to defend themselves, one of the earliest preeminent human rights, self-defense. You deserved it because this guy comes from a lineage of slavery, and he can't help it, and he's just acting out. It's like, what are you talking about?
Right.
Mugged me, and I was trying to save myself, and now I'm, you know, he was trying to threaten people on a subway, and I choked him out, and the guy died, but it's clear he was dangerous. Nope, we're going after you. If that's what we have in America, there is no answer. We're
right,
doomed.
Right. Well, what is the movie? What would you say is the take home from the movie? If it's,
I would say, if you are a Trump supporter, you're going to laugh at the way that they tried to go after him and how he overcame it. You're going to laugh at the silly things that will be said, and some of the dramatizations are kind of funny, you know, behind the scenes. If you are a leftist who is so cult driven that you despise this man, you have become obsessed with hating this guy, this won't help you at all. This is there's nothing here for you. You'd waste your time, waste your money, because you're in a cult. You've already sold your soul. You've already accepted.
So even with the facts presented, even with the data, even with the video of these things, if they're in that camp that you're talking about,
when you've
they're still
accepted,
not going to see
Darwin
it.
Or Marx into your heart as your Lord and Savior, you cannot come home. You are gone.
Yeah.
But if you're in the middle, if you're like, I just don't like him, I just don't like he did A, B, and C, maybe it will give you some insights, some thoughts to think about. It might show you another side. It might at least give you data that is different than propaganda. And maybe that will help some of the undecided. I mean, if you're undecided right now, you're either so out of touch with that I don't even know how to deal with you, but I just presume there's these wonderful people.
Yeah.
There's these wonderful people still going, Kamala, Donald. If you guys actually exist, please go see this and see if it might help you realize that. Let's try one more time.
No, you know who is out there, though, not necessarily undecided. They know Trump's that Kamala's a communist and all the bad things that she's gonna do, and they know they can't do that, but they just can't get over all of the negative propaganda and all the stuff about Trump. So that's the person that it seems like this would really help to realize. Number one, you're not voting for a pastor, you're not voting for the person that's going to run your church. They're going to run the country, you know.
And as a Christian. Which sometimes that's leveraged is, you know, the guy was, you know, look at the crude things he said and look at the things he's done and blah, blah, blah. And it's kind of like, well, you know, don't read your Bible, because I guarantee
you don't want to look at that David guy or Moses.
I'm sure when you bring up David, mean it in a positive, powerful way, a redeeming way. Well, he did exactly and worse than Trump. He killed a guy, let alone had sex with his wife. And Solomon was not a good guy, and that's, you know, and so I and then the Romans were running the show during the New Testament, so we didn't really have any way to even understand that. And what we were told: be good citizens, try to be good for these people. The Romans showed
very different when you're living in a dictatorship than when you are in charge and you have the choice, right?
You don't have any choice, but you were, even then you were allowed to say, but listen, if anything that they're doing would compromise your faith in what is true about what Christ has revealed to us, then you have to ignore that. And that is a hard lesson. It's the lesson we're kind of find ourselves in as American Christians, that you might have to pay quite a significant price if your faith is more important than getting along or making people say nice things about you, or even disobeying a law that clearly is unconstitutional, which is okay to regulate your moral compass on that because it's the law of the land. That's what a citizen does, is here's how the law is supposed to work. So if somebody breaches that, a Christian gets to say, well, then I'm not going to honor that because they're breaching the law of the land that I'm responsible for. As long as that law is good, and it is, because all the founders gave us were laws that were Judeo-Christian based on the history of what it means to be a moral, virtuous man. So, you know, you got to quit playing this game about I don't want to be involved in politics anymore. Politics is how we defend ourselves and how we try to seek justice on this earth. If God sets,
it's how you treat your neighbors, man. It's how you treat your neighbors. Yeah. That's all it is. And that's I'd say the Bible has a lot to say about that. VindicatingTrump.com. I just looked up the website. So if you want to see where a movie theater might still be playing it close to you, and you want to go watch it there, and then of course I'm sure soon available for streaming. You said it's you. It's Nick Searcy. Anybody else in there that we would know that?
Well, I mean, and Laura Trump and Donald Trump. I mean, the interviews are obviously people that are happening right now. I'm trying to think of any others. Another actor, I don't remember his name. He was in another movie I was in called Running the Bases, but I didn't know he was in it. But he's been in a lot of big episodic television. And. Yeah. I'm trying to think if there was anybody else that kind of surprised me.
Was it hard to play a Democrat, or did you?
Nah.
Were you able to?
No, because I like to play the evil guys. It's fun to be the evil, the bad guy. It's fun. I've played so many heavies. I don't know why they keep giving me that role, but it is fun to kind of play the dark guy and the hard guy. But listen, go see it. Participate. Put your money where your mouth is. Protest by lifting something up, not tearing something down. And and just be prepared to sacrifice. And yeah, get out there and go watch the movie. And hey, if you have some quibbles with it or whatever, that's up to you. That's what free speech is. But truly, go support like Dinesh, who's trying to constantly put this information out to defend America. We are at a place where we have to do any tiny thing we can we can, in fact, just keep liberty going another
Vindicating
generation.
Trump. VindicatingTrump.com is the website. New movie by Dinesh D'Souza, our good friend Brad Stein, starring in it with Nick Searcy. And you can still see it in movie theaters. VindicatingTrump.com. Brad, always good to have you, man. Thanks for coming on.
All right, brother. I'll see you soon.
That was Brad Stein. Make sure you check out the movie Vindicating Trump. Of course, we're nonpartisan here, but the movie sounds very interesting. And Brad, being a friend of ours, starring in it, we wanted to be able to tell you about it. Thanks for listening today. You've been listening to At the Core with Walker Wildman and Rick Green.
Preborn celebrates that Roe versus Wade has been overturned. Roe has been responsible for the slaughter of over 63 million babies. Now the decision to abort a child will be left in the hands of the states, and sadly, abortions will continue in the most liberal states. Over the past 16 years, Preborn has positioned their clinics in the top abortion cities where 50% of abortions occur. Preborn's work of saving babies' lives continues at an even greater level as they save babies' lives and defend their centers from the radical hate groups who want to shut them down. Preborn's response is dependent on you, the pro-life community. Be a part of rescuing lives and changing hearts for Christ. $28 sponsors one ultrasound, and $140 will help to rescue five babies' lives. Dial #250 and say the keyword baby, or go to preborn.com. All gifts are tax deductible.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.